On today's show, Chrysler's passenger car sales catch on fire, the F-150 finishes third in Motor Trend's Truck of the Year award, and ride-sharing is slashing the price of taxi medallions. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily for December 3rd, 2014. New car sales in the U.S. market have been strong all year long. Now they're on fire. Last month, nearly 1.3 million customers walked into a showroom and bought a new car. That's nearly 9% more than a year ago. The biggest change we saw last month is that Toyota just beat out Ford to take the number two slot. And FCA is really coming on strong. It finished the month just 12,000 vehicles behind Ford. And for once, it wasn't just Jeeps and Rams that drove those sales. The Dodge Dart was up nearly 40%. The Challenger was up 51%. And the new Chrysler 200 shot up 155%. The list of companies that put in the strongest performance starts with, who else? Subaru. In fact, Subaru now outsells Kia. And if this keeps up, we will not be calling Subaru a niche player anymore. Mitsubishi also posted a strong gain, and we're going to have to keep an eye on Mitsu because while its numbers are still weak, it's definitely showing new signs of life. GM put in a good performance, and the Volkswagen Group did too. Those VW numbers include Audi and Porsche, but even the VW brand put in a decent performance. The weakest players include JLR and Volvo, which really took it on the chin. Hyundai, Kia also struggled. Nissan was up, but ever so slightly. And Ford continues to puzzle us with weak sales despite a powerhouse lineup of products. Oh, by the way, the SAR came in at 17 million units. On Monday, we told you three analysts predicted that rate, and we want to salute Larry Dominique from TrueCar, Brian Johnson from Barclays, and Jesse Toprock from Cars.com for correctly forecasting the number. You know, these car sharing services like Uber and Lyft are really starting to impact the taxi business. In most large cities in the U.S., cab drivers have to buy or rent a medallion to legally operate a taxi. Up until recently, the price of a medallion in New York City was a staggering $1 million. Not anymore. Thanks to Uber and Lyft, the price of a medallion has fallen by $250,000, or 20%. That's happening in other cities, too. And now, banks will not even lend cabbies the money to buy a medallion. And so, the disruptive impact that was predicted has begun. Still to come, Nissan has a big announcement to make, and we mean B-I-G. And Motor Trend hands Ford a stinging rebuke.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
The word around Nissan's Nashville headquarters these days is B-I-G. The company just reported a big sales record for North America. It's been scoring big with its college football partnership, and it just became the sole automotive sponsor of NBC's ratings titan, The Voice. Now comes the news that after 20 years on the sidelines, Nissan is returning to the biggest stage in the marketing universe and will be in the starting commercial lineup for next February's Super Bowl.
The real driver behind the strategy was the focus on our commitment to fewer, bigger, better. We want to really own big media moments with our fans to have a point of view and engage them with the Nissan brand in the most compelling way possible. So the natural extension of that strategy was to go after the Super Bowl and come back after nearly 20 years.
Nissan is still tight-lipped about the theme of the spot it's producing for the big game. It could be centered on brand ID or perhaps on one particular product like the new Murano. And just imagine the social media tie-ins. But whatever they do, we'll have to see where the company decides to go next with its big moment strategy. And here's another biggie. In a stunning upset, our colleagues over at Motor Trend named the Chevy Colorado its truck of the year. GM's new midsize truck beat out the Ford Transit, and most surprising of all, the new F-150. The magazine praised the Colorado for its capability and value, but it said the F-150 fell short because of its handling, and some of its new technology still needs refinement. Ouch, that hurts. But enough of what Motor Trend said. Coming up next, it's time for You Said It.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
And now it's time for some of your feedback. Martin likes one of the latest concept cars out there. Hey, Audi, the Prologue looks terrific. No door handles? Please make sure that you test how they work after a night of freezing rain before you offer it to the market. That's a great point, Martin. But I'd add, if you take a close look at most concept cars, they don't have door handles. Designers love the way that cleans up the look of a car. But by the time those designs land on the showroom floor, suddenly they have grown door handles. Seawolf is not at all impressed by the experimental tire-wheel combination from Michelin. The tweel looks kind of nifty, but I doubt they would be practical. I can envision snow packed in between the vanes as I write. Man, you guys don't miss anything, do you? Rum and Coke liked our segment from a viewer who pointed out that the hourglass grill on the 1961 Plymouth Fury maybe inspired Lexus. See, he says, see how far ahead of his time was Virgil Exner? What was really weird in 1961 is now hip and cool. Maybe Lexus will poach the horse collar from the Edsel next. Yeah, horse collar. I wouldn't count on it. Not Ben 101 is worried about the impact of autonomous cars on jobs. What about the people that are going to be laid off who are taxi drivers, bus drivers, delivery and truck drivers? Hey, that's a legitimate concern. But remember, 100 years ago, people were asking, what's going to happen to the jobs of all those people who make saddles, horse carts, and buggy whips? HTG has an interesting take on what's going on at Ford. So, Jim Farley, car guy and racer, takes the Europe portfolio, and now there's rumor of entering the 24 hours of Le Mans. Nope, dopey, no coincidence. I like the way you think, HTG, and I bet, sir, that you are right. Thanks for all your letters and comments, and please keep them coming. And hey, before we go, our guest on Autoline After Hours tomorrow is none other than Camillo Pardo, designer of the Ford GT and recent winner of the reality TV show Motor City Masters. That ought to be a fun one. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching.